So let me bring up another factor from the survey that's, I think, interesting, which is, and I've seen this in other forums when we've polled people, which is the high-risk patient who has a BRCA germline mutation. Of course, they're going to get olaparib. But what we've seen in the community, and actually it's interesting, I don't see that much of it here in the investigators, are some people integrating Bev. So we see some people, and there were several investigators, who give Bev during the chemo and then give the olaparib. And there are some people, and you talked about the Paola trial that's going to look at this and report soon, but there are people out there right now who are given Bev during chemo and then Bev and PARP together. Marked minority, very few of these investigators do it. Any thoughts about that?
We kind of want to do it, don't we? Because they're non-overlapping toxicities. And you're right, we don't have any data, but we kind of want to do it together. The good news is that the trial has been done, completed enrollment. The rumor on the street is that the events are being met. And so we'll see if combination therapy versus sequence. But listen, in ovarian cancer, it's all about combinations. Right? We don't give carboplatin first and then paclitaxel. We don't give carboplatin, paclitaxel, and then Bev. We give them together, and then once you've had, as much carboplatin, paclitaxel as you can take, we do maintenance Bev. So I think there's an opportunity here, and we're very excited.
So it's interesting. We asked these investigators, have you or would you use a PARP inhibitor combined with Bev as maintenance therapy in a patient with advanced ovarian? And actually, three quarters of the people, including you and Dr. Lederman, said, I have not and would not. But about a quarter of people said, I have not, but would for the right patient. So I'm not sure exactly what that may be, a younger patient who's kind of grabbing you saying, can you do everything you got?
So when I answered that question 3 weeks ago, it's been that long, I was counseling a patient, Bev versus PARP in platinum-sensitive relapse. And she was a dermatologist. And she's like, now let me get this straight, Monk. Why don't I just get both of them? And she says, has that ever been done? Is that tolerable? And I said, yeah, it's tolerable. I said, and then the labels don't technically say, don't give Bev without PARP and don't give PARP without Bev.
That's right.
And I said, let's start the Bev with the chemotherapy, and we'll do Bev in maintenance, again, platinum-sensitive relapse. And then once you go into remission, we'll submit, funding for the PARP, and we'll see what happens. So I don't know what's going to happen here in the funding situation, but I'm going to try. Because like I said, you kind of want to do it.
Yeah, that's exactly, I've heard that story from other people. Even docs in
Yeah.
practice say the same story. I've got this patient, she's, well read, she's et cetera. It's an obvious question. Well, hopefully it's going to get easier once that trial reports. It's
Yeah.
interesting, so if we ask these questions of, would you, or if you haven't, would you do it? And it's interesting because, like you said, I have not and would not, but then you get a situation that you don't anticipate.